News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. President Obama is joining the world paying tribute to former South African president and anti-apartheid champion Nelson Mandela. He died yesterday at age 95. Many of our living presidents are weighing in as we hear from the White House and Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
President George H.W. Bush called Mandela one of the greatest believers in freedom, a man of tremendous moral courage who changed the course of history. Former President Clinton said history will remember Nelson Mandela as a champion for human dignity and freedom, for peace and reconciliation. He goes on that Mandela proved that there is freedom in forgiving, that a big heart is better than a closed mind, and that life's real victories must be shared. And President George W. Bush said Mandela was one of the great forces for freedom and equality of our time. He bore his burdens with dignity and grace, and our world is better off because of his example. Covering the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
It is bitter cold this morning. The forecast is for more bitter cold temperatures tonight. So the Warsaw Holiday Parade is canceled. The wind chill was likely going to be minus 20 to minus 25. Warsaw Event says the warming party that would have been after the parade is still on. It's at the Great Hall, and the tree lighting will be outside briefly, starting at 6:30. Warsaw Event says the parade will not be rescheduled. The official state Christmas tree at the Capitol Rotunda was lit yesterday.
A small musical ensemble and just a handful of onlookers gather in the rotunda as DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp lights up the 30-foot-tall Christmas tree.
More than 950,000 trees are harvested from tree farms, Christmas tree farms in Wisconsin, every year, which makes us number 5 in the nation for Christmas tree production.
Wisconsin forest products add nearly $20 billion a year to Wisconsin's economy.
It's really wonderful to take a moment to give thanks to sustainable forest management practices, that these gifts will be available for our children and grandchildren.
Governor Scott Walker helped to flip the switch in an early morning ceremony. Jackie Johnson, 55 SAU News.
Fast food workers took to the streets in Warsaw, Stevens Point, Milwaukee, and Madison. This Madison worker says $15 an hour would almost double his pay.
I've been at McDonald's a little over a year and a half now. I make a little over $7 an hour. It's not enough to survive off of.
Now, outside of Milwaukee McDonald's, only 4 of the demonstrators identified themselves as actual employees. The rest were union demonstrators. A Taylor County man accused of shooting at a sheriff's deputy was bound over for trial. He's 28-year-old Alexander Schneider. He was in court for a preliminary hearing, and the judge ruled there is enough evidence to move forward. He shot at Taylor County Deputy Chad Kowalczyk, who was called to investigate a violation of a restraining order. 28-year-old Matthew McLeod has been charged with burglary with a dangerous weapon and 4 counts of theft. Investigators say he and an accomplice, 24-year-old Christian Peterson, were responsible for stealing guns from the Condition 1 firearms store on September 30th. Prosecutors had to examine hundreds of pages of documents, including reports from federal authorities who helped to track the stolen guns. There is some interest, but so far there is no deal for redeveloping the historic Warsaw Club near downtown. Mayor Jim Tipple says they've had a couple of inquiries. The mayor says more recently there have been other potential buyers.
Since then, and talking to Ann Wirth, there's been several more inquiries about the Warsaw Club, and so we're very excited that there is some interest.
The city took the club as a private donation after the owners had run out of renovation money. The city says it is not going to spend any extra money to fix up the building. They say they will sell it as is or have it torn down and have the land put to another purpose. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Meteorologist Justin Lowe says it will be sunny today, but temperatures will not get out of the single digits. We'll have a high between 5 and 10 above. For tonight, under mostly clear skies, a low of minus 5. During the day tomorrow, partly sunny. High temperatures again only in the single numbers. On cold mornings, wake up to a forecast right to your cell phone or portable device. Text the word weather to 39327 from WSAU and the First Weber Group. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.